Hi there. The word for you today is, what is your conscience telling you? In Hebrews 13 and 18 we read, we have a good conscience in all things. Fire alarms have an internal switch that's triggered by a beam of light. As long as the light is received unbroken by the photosensitive receiver, the detector is quiet. But if smoke or moisture or even an insect instructs that beam for even a split second, the alarm goes off. And paying attention to that alarm can make the difference between life and death. You know what? Your conscience works on the same principle. When sin obstructs the connection between you and God, your conscience signals that something's wrong. At that moment, you should thank God for helping you to feel good about feeling bad. Only a fool would turn off the alarm or develop the ability to sleep through it. Now, while certain things aren't wrong in themselves, the truth is they may be wrong for you because of the future God has in mind for you. That means there are things that others can do that you can't. So, instead of being stubborn, rejoice in the knowledge that God has great things in store for you. A French proverb says, there is no pillow so soft as a clear conscience. Listening to your conscience will keep you from going the wrong way. And if you decide to plow on regardless, your conscience will keep you from being at ease with your decision. So, always ask yourself this question, and you'll make the right decision. How will doing this affect my confidence toward God? What a question. The Bible says in 1 John 3 verse 21, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we do those things which are pleasing in His sight.